Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Fro to the Centers and Blog Talk Radio. It is 6 o'clock in Chicago. Well, north of Chicago. That's where we're from. That's where I'm from. Well, tonight is Saturday Night Music. We're going to be listening to Remedy by Hextide. We're going to be joining in with Josh Gordner and Raven Mabbitt of Hextide. You know, they're going to be here pretty soon. I think they're online right now. You know, we're going to invite them and we're going to talk about music in general. So for the next 30 minutes, join us. And, you know, you might learn something. Without further ado, let's invite them in. Raven and Josh, are you guys there?
Josh is here.
Oh, Josh. Hey, how you doing? Did I pronounce your last name right? Gordon?
You sure did. It's Gordner. I was very impressed by that.
Oh, see. I thought it was going to be like French, like Gagna, you know, like French. That's good. That's good, man. So where are you from, Josh?
Originally I was born and raised in Western Massachusetts in a town called Richmond. And then I was there for about 18 years, and then I enlisted into the military. I joined the Coast Guard right out of high school, and then, boy, I started traveling. So I've moved all around in the last 8 years in the military. So.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for your service.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So do we have Raven on the other line?
Sure do. I'm right here.
Hey, Raven, the Mabbitt.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. Good to see you. Good to hear your voice. Let me tell my listeners about how we met, Raven.
Sure can.
I think I don't know if you remember that. I think you remember. I'm pretty sure you remember that. There was a game or a desktop game
War
called
Commander, right?
War Commander. That's right.
Yeah.
I met your dad. I think I met. Is that your dad, Keith?
Yeah.
Keith and your was that your mom too? Is playing with that too?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, because it was called the Mabbitts. You guys were like killing the field, man, when you were back then. So, and then we got together, and our team and your team, we kind of joined forces and all that, and it was, I mean, you know, the rest was history, and it kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
So.
Left the mark on the scene, though.
Yeah, that was good times, man. I still talk to your dad Keith once in a while. You know, I message him on Facebook, but you know, that's long ago. But all right, without that, man. I don't know, man. You know, I listen to your music. Raven, you gave me some music, and you know, once in a while I play that on my podcast. I think it was called Escape. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. That was our debut single.
Okay. All right, and then now you sent me the Remedy, and I listened to it, you know, today, and I tell you what, man, I like it. I mean, you know, this got really a new beat to it, you know. Now tell me, Raven, now how did you guys meet? I mean, how did you guys start with this group?
So it happened about around August of last year. We were both kind of working in our own little duo, you know, section and whatnot. And, you know, I wasn't quite agreeing with my co-producer at the time.
Right.
And that co-producer actually introduced me to Josh, and we were working on a collab with him. And, you know, Josh and I really clicked, and we're like, hey, you know what? Let's make our own thing, you know, let's do it. I mean, we had a lot of synergy in the studio, and, you know, things worked out really well. Really fluent.
All right. So, and you guys are both from, you're from Illinois, right? Right, Raven?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're from Illinois, so we're in the same state. You're just down south of me, I think. So, I mean, how are you? Do you just collaborate online? Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, we do all of our studio sessions through Discord. We basically just screen share, you know, the writing process and, like, go over, like, tips with each other, you know, talk about, you know, maybe some suggestions we would have, you know, while one or another are, you know, producing.
Okay. So, yeah, that's so what about you, Josh? Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, of course. So when I, like, I wanted to add a little bit of something to how Raven and I met, because it's kind of funny how, like, we got introduced together and we got in the studio and, like, we started working on this collaboration at the time. And we were like, wow, that was easy. Like, we finished it within, like, a day. Like, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with this song. And Raven came in, absolutely, like, took my vision that I had and, like, polished it, made it perfect. And so we started making, like, more music together. And, like, we were making, like, a song a day, like, every single day, like, an absolute awesome song. And we were like, wait, why don't we just do this together all the time? Like, this is so easy. And we had, like, the same vision on, like, genres of music and styles. And, like, it's really cool that we were able to implement both of our styles and put them together. And it just created this really fun, poppy, like, really radio-like sound. So we're super excited to move forward. And you know, we're talking about our plans and, like, with releasing and how we want to do it. And, you know, that stuff changes all the time. And you get, like, different visions and stuff. But we're really excited because we're trying to take the next step to where, instead of producing on Discord, maybe get our own little studio together. So we're working towards that, which is exciting. But about me, yeah, I mean, I'm from Richmond, from a really small town in Massachusetts, and I wanted to join the military to serve my country. And I started off in Virginia. I thought I was going to get, like, a little, like, Coast Guard small boat station and do, like, the search and rescue and save lives, but I worked for a drug interdiction unit off, like, the coast of Colombia, and, like, we did a lot of, like, counter-narcotic interdiction, and it was really, like, fast-paced and intense, and I was like, okay, didn't see this one coming, so I got to see the whole Caribbean, like, see that part of the world, which was an amazing experience, and then I decided I wanted to go into the medical field, so I went to school to do nursing for the Coast Guard. And I got sent to Hawaii right after school because I did really good in school, so I could pick wherever I wanted to go. And I chose Hawaii, and it was an unreal experience there. It was excellent. But now I'm back in Massachusetts in Cape Cod right now doing. I work in a medical clinic right now.
Okay, so you have as far as, like, music. What's your background, Josh, on music?
Oh, so yeah, I mean, it's funny, like. And nowadays in music, you know, you don't really, like, when I decided to pick it up, it was probably 2-3 years ago, I was listening to music, and one day I was like, you know what, I'm going to get into this. And I have no musical background whatsoever. Everything is self-taught.
Right.
And, you know, with YouTube and all the master classes available, I just learned, like, you know, keys and chord progressions and stuff. And then honestly, it's just been trial and error for, like, 2 years. And, like, right when I started getting better and better, like, Raven comes along and the collaboration, and he, you know, has shared all his skills that he's acquired over the years. And, like, it's always, you're always learning. There's always more to know. And as we get better and more, our music is getting more and more professional. Like, it's just so exciting how you, like, you can learn anything you want if you have the motivation and drive for it. So.
Well, you to all my listeners out there, you heard it here first, man. When Hex Tides, you know, get so popular, man, you know, you heard it from the Proto Dissenters of Block Talk Radio here first. But and also, Raven, what kind of what are you guys aiming as far as, like, genre and music? You know, there's so many things out there right now. I know that I can, you know, you guys mentioned about radios and all that, but I can see you guys. I don't know, man. I can see you guys going, like, you know, main or pop. You know, a little bit of, like, maybe hip hop.
Well, our original goal, we were pushing for, like, a future bounce, you know, future house kind of, you know, sound a lot like Mike Williams. I'm not sure if a lot of people listening are familiar with that. Like, a very grimy but groovy, you know, like, tone, you know, but like also
yeah, like the stuff
happy,
at the music
you know?
Festivals.
Yeah, yeah, basically
yeah.
stuff you would go to a rave and hear. But we've really over you know the course of past few months. I mean, we've been experimenting a lot, and now we're like diving more into the deep house, you know, pop house, you know,
yeah.
kind of vibe. You know,
yeah.
the more radio sound, the more you know, but it's still dance music in the end. And we've established, you know, a pretty good tone that we're both satisfied with, and we're just in the process of refining it.
Okay. That sounds good. You want to add something with that, Josh, you were saying?
No, I mean, he nailed it. I mean, we talk about this. I mean, we talk every single day, and we always are chasing after, like, you know, you always wonder, you ask yourself, you're like, at the end of the day, you're like, is this what I want to make? Because we, you know, the goal for us is like, we've noticed that when we're happy and having fun and like enjoying the music that we're making, the more people that they will enjoy it. If we, you don't want to like force creativity. So, you know, when we sit down, we try to just like, it's just, there's so much fun. There's so much good energy when we're on a call, like producing together. And like, it's the energy that's the best is with that those deep bass lines that are knocking and easy to dance to, and we get such good responses from it. Whenever
mm-hmm.
we show, we have like 100 or so people in our Discord server, and people sometimes jump in and see that we're producing, and you can see people on the video cameras dancing along and like singing along
yeah.
to our songs, and like, it's if you asked me 3 years ago if I ever thought that would happen, like it's the whole reason I do music. I just want to. Whenever you're having a hard time, like music is such a therapy, and it's so cool to have people reach out to me and say, "Hey, Josh, I really like this song you put out. It really made my day." And I'm like, "Wow!" Like it's such an unreal feeling that I never thought would like come to me so quickly, and like have people
mm-hmm.
like really enjoying our music. So I'm super thankful for that.
Yeah. Now this music, called Remedy. You know, we're gonna play this in a little bit. And let's talk about that. Can you tell me the background of that Remedy Raven? How you guys came up with that?
This was actually the start of this new pop house, deep house tone we decided to go for. We found the vocal, and I mean, we were really ecstatic to work with it. It was groovy, you know. It had like really, you know, nice vibes to it, and you know it. Really fit our sound, we thought, and
yeah.
we were trying so hard to make it into this future bounce tone, and it felt forced. It didn't feel natural, and then we decided, we're like, you know what, screw it, we're gonna start over, and
mm-hmm.
we just did what felt natural, and we got a tone like that, rhythm pianos. Nice drums, you know, really good bass lines. And we honestly thought that the vocal was the center of, you know, the track. So we really let that bleed through, even in the drop.
Okay. All right, what about you, Josh? Do you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I remember when, like, whenever you find a vocal and it's like, immediately catchy, right? When you know, with nothing playing in the background, you know, we start with a... what's called a dry vocal. There's nothing done to it. It's like, you know, it's just the person's voice and no instrumental, nothing like that. And like, just like Raven said, it's just like, we forced this one idea, and then like, naturally we just let it come to us. And like, now that we are writing in this style, like everything is coming to us a lot easier now. And all these songs are like becoming a lot more cohesive. And, whenever you get a vocal, what we like to do is we like to pitch it down, like so it's like
yeah.
a really gives this really cool like feeling. You can like add a layer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did that, it sounded so cool. And we were like, oh my god, like this is it. This is the vocal. This is great. So, yeah, it clicked so well. And that's a really good song. That's a fun song. That's one of the songs like I enjoy listening to. And it's gotten such good responses from. So many people that we've sent it into, you know, some artists that are a part of some pretty big record labels, and they really enjoy that song. And like, that's saying something, you know, like we're starting to make some
yeah.
noise in the industry, which is an awesome thing. So we're just keep taking those next step and take all that good feedback and keep applying it and just keep growing and trying to get the world to find out who Hexside is, because we got some awesome stuff coming too.
All right, I'm glad to hear, man. Now, I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play that Remedy by Hexside. We're going to take about 3 minutes break. That's going to be in about 3 minutes. So, and we'll get back to you, and we'll talk more. And once again, this is Frodo the Centrist on Block Talk Radio. I'm with Josh Gournier and Rabin Mabit of Hextide. We're going to be talking with them a little bit more after you listen to the song Remedy by Hextide. Josh Gournier and Rabin Mabit of Hextide. The song that you just listened, you just heard, I mean, is called Remedy by Hextide. So welcome back again. We got about 10 minutes, you know, to go on our podcast. So, you know, we'll continue on. So let's go with you real quick, Josh. So what kind of support are you getting from friends and family?
So I've always had really, really, really good support from my friends and family. Right when I started to pursue making music, I mean, it's just everybody wants to help out. Everybody wants, like, it's just, I can't believe it. It's just like the first real, like, creative outlet that I ever took. And my brother, he's always helping me, always calling me. He's like, I got connections for you here, here, and here. He's always trying to get me set up and help like that. My mom sometimes will send me a text message and be like, hey, I just listened to one of your songs at the gym. It sounds awesome. And, like, yeah, I just have, like, the best support system, and all my friends are always asking about music, and, you know, they're buying T-shirts and whatever they can do to help this project grow. They want to help, and it's, yeah. So this, I would say the support is endless at this point. It's been great.
So what about you, Raven?
I feel like my family has a lot of support behind me. If anything, my dad actually bought me my first laptop that I started producing on. And I've used that for a couple of years now. And then Josh here has a lot of PC knowledge. So he helped me put together a really nice running PC, which I use now. My family, like, they love my music. I mean, it's stuff they listen to as well. And so they're always behind it. I mean, when I drop merch, they're on top of the merch. They share my music all the time. I mean, like, they're just very supportive and really back, you know, my dreams and do what they can to help me. And, you know, I'm really appreciative for that and really thankful.
Good. That's glad to hear, because, you know, you need all the support you can get, man, especially when you're just, you know, just starting out, you know, whether be you're doing a business, music or anything, you know, you need the support from your friends and family. You know, the worst thing they can do is they put you down. And, you know, and just, I mean, that's a lot of people, you know, they go through that. They go through, you know, the naysayers from their friends and family, and it's hard. So, what about Raven? What kind of music do you usually listen to?
Honestly, just about anything but country, stuff from metal to EDM, dubstep. Pop music, you know, country is like the only thing I don't listen to realistically. I'll listen to classical here and there, but
yeah, I mean, I listen to some of the country, you know, some old, like Johnny Cash, and you know, I listen to that, or some old ones, you know. I mean, there's a couple new ones, you know, like maybe Luke Bryan, like one or two songs, you know, not like the whole album or anything like that, but mostly like, you know, some of our, I listen to like modern hip hop, not like the underground hip hop, you know, I listen to like rock music, you know, I mean, varieties of stuff that I listen to. What about you, Josh? What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen like to primarily like kind of like what we produce. I mean, it's an evolving genre, and things are always changing, and there's always like new sounds being discovered. So I always try to, you know, like, I like to listen to what, you know, is doing well. I listen to everything. I can listen to country. I mean, I can listen to, I can even listen to the heavier metal stuff. It just kind of depends what mood I'm in and stuff. But I always try to keep an eye out on the artists on the rise and stuff. And I'm always looking for like just new and unique stuff, and, you know, maybe can work out a potential collaboration with another artist. And it's so cool. Like, that's the thing I really like about music. It's just sharing creative minds with other people, and like just being like, hey, this is really cool. Like, and then here's what I would do. And then it's just the back and forth. So, I don't really like, you know, say I listen to one specific genre. I do listen to, you know, everything, but the main thing I like is just danceable music, you know, fun, happy music that lifts you up.
True. Yeah, some of the lyrics right now, though, like on the hip hop industry, man, it's just nothing I don't want, you know, my kids to be exposed to. I mean, the radio edit. There's like radio edit, even a radio edit version of that. It just kind of makes you want to cringe, or so cringe worthy, you know?
Yeah, so many words being bleeped out. It's like half the song is missing.
And, you know, it's like even though they bleeped out, you know, it's like, you know, everyone in the car knows what you mean, you know? It's like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing. So where are you guys heading right now? What's the plan for, like, let's say in the near future?
Well, right now we are just working on sitting back, you know, and finishing up everything that, I mean, we feel is unfinished. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we've actually got support from an artist that's signed to a record label, Spinning Records. And we're going to try to send some demos in there, you know, try to get some hits on record labels. If we don't get a hit with the track, then we just self-release, you know, and keep going. But primarily, I mean, our long-term goal is to be signed to a record label until we can, you know, establish our own, you know, fan base and work as an individual artist.
True. Yeah. Yep. Josh, you want to add anything to that?
No, that's pretty, I guess I could say, like, you know, we're filtering through our tracks and, you know, finding which ones are the best ones and really, you know, perfecting our craft and perfecting those songs. And then eventually, I mean, within the next 6 months or so, we plan to have a full music studio built.
Nice.
And like it's going to be pretty awesome to add to the whole support thing. My dad's a contractor and he offered to help. I'm going to be moving down to Greenville, South Carolina in about 6 or 7 months from now. My dad said he'll come down there and build me a music studio, like sound treated and everything. So I can, it's going to be amazing. We'll be able to record vocalists in there. We can record anything. We'll have a room to record people. We'll have a room for, you know, the mixing and mastering phase. We'll have a lounge in there too, so you can hang out and listen to some music in there. And we're just going to try to create just a really, really good vibe studio. That's just, Hextide's all about a good vibe, a good time. Like everything around this brand is happy and positive. And if you ever, like, Raven and I are always open. We're always talking to people. It's like, you know, we're just trying to be as pure as we can and just show the world that, you know, even in the hard times, and especially with 2020, I think we can all relate. It was a rough year, and we're just trying to, you know, there's always a good side of everything, and that's what we're always looking at. So
that's true, man. So I know that you share, Raven, you shared me like that YouTube channel that you have. Is that your main YouTube channel, you guys' YouTube channel?
Yes, and I actually sent you the link to the remix we just dropped today. I gave you an option between a couple, just to see which ones, you'd prefer to play. We just got our YouTube channel established today and then got all of our artwork done, so.
All right, do you have a website? Can people look you up on your website?
We are currently getting a website put together. It's taken some time. We want to make sure that, we have all the, you know, necessities to, for the public.
Our Instagram and our Facebook, that's where we're posting all the updates and stuff. Like, as we put the final touches on our website, we'll get that out there, so you'll have links to everything. But at our Instagram, we have a link tree that houses, like, where you can find our music, our YouTube channel. We did just drop that YouTube exclusive remix today. It's awesome. I got to say, that's up there in one of my favorite songs so far that has been written by Hextide. It's very, very good. Anybody who's listening, you should go listen to that, because that is it's a good song, I promise. We're just getting the YouTube channel set up and you know, it's kind of figuring out how to kind of market ourselves and start getting ourselves out there and letting the whole world hear us. You know, that's the goal. Like, how can I get my song into as many people's libraries as I can?
Right.
And like, you know, there's no real thing where it's like, I make music because it makes me so happy. It's my therapy, you know, and I'm and it's so great because, like, if you're chasing something, a dream, and you're doing it out of, like, pureness of your heart, like, everything just seems to work, and everything's worked so well since Hextide got launched. Like, so forever thankful for that.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear, man. So once again, this is Frodo DeSantis from Block Talk Radio. We're going to say goodbye goodbye to John Gornier and Raven Mabbitt of Hextide. You can find them on Instagram. Also, all I have to do is type in Hextide, and they should be able to see you guys on Instagram.
We are Hextide. We usually have our tags as that. So.
Oh, we are Hextide. Okay. And also on Facebook. And they got a Facebook page.
Yep.
All right. Well, I had a good time talking to you guys, man. Definitely, I'm going to plug you again. I'm going to play your music here on my podcast. And, you know, we'll do this again, you know, hopefully before he gets go big.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, even if we are big, we'll always have time for this one. You got to remember where you started, you know?
That's right. Exactly. Well, Okay, Raven. Okay, Josh. We'll see you when I see you. I'll talk to you on Facebook, Raven.
All right. Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
Right,
you
bye.
Too.
Yep. Bye. All right. This is Frodo Centris and Block Talk Radio. We are heading out. And, before we go, I'm going to have you listen to The Remedy by Hextide once again.
I'm